A coordinator had also come in, and through him, Johnny wanted to know, couldn't they go to the base now? The colonel was aghast. Yet, there was time for all that. One had to think of the people. Many of them, in fact, most of them, had never met Johnny before, had never even seen him. Johnny said he was thinking of the people, to get them safe from possible harm. Well, harm was always around, according to the colonel, but not every day was an opportunity to meet Johnny. Verna? Right? At that, Johnny was glad to get out of his heavy flight suit, for it was much less cold here than he had thought. The colonel had brought his kit in, but he ignored it. He had a near-white buckskin suit he had made, not quite like the one on the credit banknote. Those loops there on each side of the breast were cartridge loops, but the village girls had done very well. Those moccasins should fit, but here were some military boots and red baggy pants, if he preferred. This gold helmet? Well, it wasn't really gold. It was a lightweight Russian helmet, armor-proof aluminum, no less, and somebody flying through here had taken it down to the old mine site at Grozny and plated it with beryllium, see? It didn't have any star or ornament on it, but this chin strap with the heavy ear pads and the colored beads all over it had been done by one of the Siberian tribes, and wasn't it nice? And besides, Dr. McKendrick had told Johnny to be careful of his head after the fractures, so wear it. Johnny said he couldn't hear with it buckled. Wear it! Johnny washed his face and got dressed and told the colonel he was a bully, and the colonel confessed he was far worse than that. It was this way. His original plan to have Americans man this base had been passed by the old council before it went funny. They'd recruited some South Americans and sent them over. But there was a tribe up in the Arctic descended from political prisoners in Siberia, and they spent most of their time starving to death. So they had come down en masse, dogs and all, and they were here. The Siberians were the ones out there in white bear skins. And then there was a little tribe they'd found in the Caucasus that had survived, and they were here. So it really was getting pretty manned up with Russians. But they had an American here. Yes, you want to see? He's right outside. The American was ushered in, and he was pulling a young girl behind him. He stood there grinning. It was a boy from Johnny's own village, Tom Smiley Townsend. They were very glad to see each other. Tom Smiley was a big lad, almost as big as Johnny, and a year younger. He said he had graduated from machine school and heard they didn't have enough operators over here for this job and had caught a ride, and he'd been working here for over a month, running mine sweepers and teaching others and fixing things that broke down. This was his girl, Margarita.
Margarita, permítame presentarte al gran señor Johnny.
The girl was very pretty, very shy, and overawed. Johnny bowed. He had seen Sir Robert do that. And she bowed. Tom Smiley said they were going to get married in a few weeks. And Johnny said he hoped they had lots of children. And Margarita blushed when Tom Smiley translated it, but nodded her head with enthusiasm. For the first time, Johnny learned the village had moved. Tom Smiley had been trained so he could keep the passes open in winter using a blade scraper, and they wouldn't have the usual winter starvation, but now that they were moved, there was less snow. It was to the town Johnny had recommended, but Brown Limper had sent troops to force them to go to it. They had even had to leave their belongings behind, but he thought by now the other boys, two more were machine operators now and two were pilots, would have collected those up for them. The colonel pushed them out and gave Johnny a sip of the finest vodka ever brewed, and it almost took the top off Johnny's head. What a cure for flight fatigue. Must have been out of bear's teeth. The colonel said that was absolutely correct. How did he guess the formula? And took him outside again. Most of the people were going about their business getting ready for a big party and dance, but they smiled and smiled as they passed Johnny.